There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Some updated NBA numbers now after another weekend. We only have like 7-8 games left for all these. The Phoenix, this is incredible, right? Because they're now the 8th seed. The opposing combined winning percentage of the remaining 8 teams on the schedule is 631. And look at the Mavericks now, too. And they're a huge number to win their division today ahead of the Pelicans.
Oh, did that change?
Oh, that's completely flipped.
I saw the Pelicans as high as 280. Dallas is now 320 at DraftKings.
Man, and they are taking teams out in a body bag for the most part. The numbers are not, I mean, like yesterday, I know Houston was red hot. Opened up, what, the first number I saw in Dallas was -2.5, never a game.
Wow.
Luka had 47.
Yeah, Houston won 11 in a row. Yeah. You're right, it was never a game.
Luka is now the second shot on the board to win the MVP. So if the numbers actually mean anything, I still love what our buddy Doug Kazarian called them last month. He said they're fake markets. Nobody knows how to price this stuff appropriately for the most part. Joker is -$7 at DK. Luka is 5-1. So you're telling me now all of a sudden because of this run, we're going to forget about the year that OKC has had with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He's 20-1 now to win the MVP.
Yeah, ship has sailed. I know.
He was 2-1 for 3 months.
Yep.
Now no chance Luka's going to either win it or finish second?
Yep. I think I agree. I echo your sentiments. You got to remember what happened the entire season. And he's been great, but they were off to a slow start. And also, you're going to give the MVP to a guy who can't play defense.
Right.
So, significant movement. So, Joker, $7. You also see the same thing with Coach of the Year. And then Finch became the second choice after they had the huge win in Denver, but then lost last night at home to the Bulls. So, this is wild about who's going to get the one seed and how it's going to come 1, 2, 3. I don't know. Because you think, well, does Denver, Murray's been hurt. They lose at home to Phoenix and Minnesota. They beat the Cavs by 30. They have a much easier schedule. Minnesota's playing great ball, so you can make a case for Finch if they're able to get the one or the two. But OKC would be going from the 10 seed to the one or the two, depending on where they finish and what Dagnout's done. He's still a good-sized favorite. So Mosley's fallen off now since the Magic had the losing streak. But I still think it's going to be Dagnout to win Coach of the Year. But that's been all over the place, and I don't get the Gobert thing.
Well, hold on. Before you go there, let me just run this down real quick on those teams that you just talked about. The Nuggets had the third easiest schedule left in the NBA. Third easiest. They have 7 games left. Minnesota, they are 19th overall, SOS. OKC sitting 10th hardest. So they have, I mean, compared to the other two teams, it's much more difficult than those
huge.
Two.
Right.
And Finch, by the way, I saw as low as 2-1 before the loss last night.
Wow. That's an overreaction. But I give him credit, though. He's held it down with the Towns injury.
Sure. If they were going to be the one seed, then people are going to make the case for that guy.
Yeah.
Now, the Gobert stuff, go ahead with the defensive player of the year.
Yeah, he's up to 5,000 now. He keeps going up, and people in the media and other people are just saying it's ridiculous and it's a highway robbery if Wemby doesn't win it. And then Wemby still puts up big numbers, and Gobert's number keeps going up. I don't know. And, and Wemby, not that it mentioned it matters for defensive player of the year, but the guy had a 40-20. He might be the best player in the league as soon as next year. Yeah. I mean, this is not fair what he's doing.
So off the heels on the 40-20 game, last night they lost, but it was close late against Golden State. They covered the game. He had 32 and 9 boards, 5 assists, 4 steals, 3 blocks. He's got the most blocks plus steals, like 5th most ever for a rookie. And he's going to catch, like, the two guys that are in front of him. He'll probably finish 3rd most ever. And he's had restricted, minutes, missing games as well. holding him out. And he's still, it's not even, again, I will bring this up one more time. The numbers overall are not even close. Not even close. Gobert can't sniff what Wembanyama is doing this year. And yet he's minus 5,000 to win. I'll give you a couple of tweets here.
You got to look at the on-off splits. When you factor in San Antonio, they are all-time bad defensively when he's not on the floor, and they're top 10 when he's on the floor.
So when Minnesota beat Denver the other night, this is a really good tweet from Dane Moore, NBA. He said, Naz Reid started a game in Denver last year because Gobert was injured, and he guarded Jokic. Moore asked Reid after the game in the locker room about that game and about the matchup, and remember what he said, quote, I'm going to figure it out. Reid started the game last night, two nights ago now, and was given the Joker matchup. The two-time MVP, going to win his third, was started off the game 5 of 15 from the field. So Gobert, the best defensive player in the NBA, doesn't play. His backup plays better than he does against him and shuts down the two-time MVP who's going to win it again this year. Rudy Gobert is not even the best defensive player on his own team. He cannot win this award. And it's going to make me want to vomit when he's announced the winner and people say, oh, yeah, clearly the... No, he's not. No, he's not even in the same ballpark as Victor Wembanyama. And, our buddy Weston tweeted that out and said, it's crazy that the defensive player of the year cannot handle guarding Jokic. And then he said he's not even sure he's the best defender on his team. And he also points out that Naz Reid, another reason why he deserves sixth man of the year.
Well, that's the other thing that factors into this, because now Monk is out for the season with the Kings, and he was a huge favorite. So that has flipped.
I think recently $11.
Yep, I think Reid can steal that. And this is my Blake Snell. I mean, I can win $30,000 here if it's Wembanyama. And I'm just nauseous with just seeing I can't even do anything. That the guy keeps going up in price. And to me, it doesn't make any sense. No one affects and changes a game like Wembanyama.
No.
And alter shots. And it's also, as you said many times, look at the supporting cast and other defensive players on that Minnesota team.
Minnesota is loaded with elite defensive players. People need to get that.
Yeah, and San Antonio, not the case. Horrible.
It drives me nuts.
You have that. DeRozan's down to 130 to win clutch player of the year. There's been some movement on Curry, but then again, it was a big price on DeRozan a couple weeks ago, and I think Kobe White's got to get it, even though I know he had that injury. But again, this is the Morant part two with Maxi, who was already a good player to begin with. But that number's been all over the place. Yeah. He was a huge favorite, came back down to like $1.20, shot back up, and now he's come back down again.
Well, we're going to see if this is going to be a good enough push when teams start to do it now. The Bulls are tweeting stuff about this.
They should.
And in fact, their team account, they have like 4.7 million followers. They tweeted it out over the weekend. They said Kobe White deserves most improved.
This is what the award's about.
Yes.
It was like Markkanen, like a guy, he's not that good. Or, what happened to this guy? This is what it's about. Not about a guy who was already a good player who then took the next step. That's not most improved.
He was borderline awesome already in Tyrese Maxey. And you could just tell that he was going to make another jump because he was already elite. And he was a young guy. Like this dude, Kobe White, averaged 9.7 points per game last year. He's up over 19 this year.
Yep.
Okay, that's like a fringe player who's going to give you some bench minutes to a guy who's a 20-point scorer in the league. His rebounds have doubled. Assists pretty much the same thing. His made threes per game went from 1.7 to 2.8. He has 196 made threes this year, third most in Bulls history. So I don't know, maybe a push like this from their own team will be, and then once you start to hear, and somebody reached out to me again over the weekend about an award, and I said to them specifically, before you bet anything at this point, you need to see what voters are saying, if anything at all. Because, I would love to be able to tell you I'm going to bet more on Wembanyama to win Defensive Player of the Year, but I need more proof that people are actually going to vote for the guy.
Yeah, this one got me going when we gave out plus 650 was the Windhorse podcast, when all three guys on there said, this can't be. Maxi is way too big of a favorite. And this is right. Now, 8 games left, 2 weeks left in the season. The other thing that's going crazy is the props at DraftKings, the markets with participate in the play-in and no playoff. This is a huge – the card stinks tonight other than the Phoenix game.
Yep.
I do like the Suns. They're laying one in New Orleans. This is an enormous game. Hello, Los Angeles. If the Suns lose this game and what's behind it, the Lakers can come up here and pass them.
Oh, yes.
To make the playoffs, Sacramento, no plus 120. Pelicans, 8-1. Golden State, you got to lay $3. Lakers, even money. Suns, 2-1. To participate in the play-in, Sacramento, $1,000. Suns, $5. New Orleans, plus $225. So if the Pelicans lose this game, and they also have some tough games coming up, then they maybe could slip in to the play-in, but certainly you could kiss the division goodbye when it looked like it was a formality. But now I had to take 30-1 on the Mavericks. I had to. I mean, this team is dangerous, what they're doing defensively and how good Luka is. So they might even get up to the 4 seed or the 5 seed when it's all said and done.
Is that to win the NBA title?
They're 30-1 to win the title.
The title?
I took under William Hill and Caesars.
This stretch is very impressive.
Oh, no question.
That they're in the middle of right now.
And then in the East, the Heat are even money. Indiana's plus 190. And did you see Josh Hart yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think OG's coming back, he said. I mean, they're so good if they're healthy. And they think OG's out for the year, and it doesn't look good for Randall.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
A rested child is a happy child. Sleep Tight Stories is a weekly podcast that brings comfort and joy to families worldwide with calming bedtime stories. The stories are relevant to children and spark wonder without overstimulation, so they can fall asleep and stay asleep. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Or a bedtime routine you'll miss when they're grown? Sleep Tight Stories.